Hi, this is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking. I'm talking to Mark Lesko. Mark has done several important jobs in the last few years, and among them was you were the supervisor of the town of Brookhaven at one point, right?
I sure was.
But now you're doing Accelerate Long Island. Now, see if we can make the people understand what Accelerate Long Island is designed to do.
Sure. Accelerate Long Island was formed about 3 years ago by Stony Brook University, Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory, Brookhaven National Laboratory, the North Shore Long Island Jewish Health System, and Hofstra University, along with the LIA and law firms and accounting firms Ernst & Young and Farrell Fritz and the Rausch Foundation. And it is an effort to support startup companies, and in particular support companies that are attempting to commercialize research at our world-class research institutions.
You know, I was under the impression that it was something that it was a brainchild of your own.
Well, this idea has been kicked around for probably close to 30 years. The idea that we should get the research institutions together in a collaborative way and all work together to support the startup community, particularly those startups that are focusing on research-based technology. So this goes all the way back to the LIA's Project Long Island back in the, I think it was the 1990s.
So what did they do? They found you as a talent that they'd like to employ?
Well, I help kind of spearhead the latest effort.
Okay.
I will give credit where it's due, and that's really with the leaders of the major research institutions, because back in 2009, 2010, when they got together, they really were open to working together. At that time, Brookhaven Lab was in the midst of a policy shift, focusing more on developing startup companies and regional economic development in the regions where the labs existed, and that was important. And I just remember there was a seminal moment. We all were meeting at Stony Brook's offices in New York City, and I remember seeing Jim Simons attended that meeting, and he was at the end of the table, and he basically said, "Let's get this done." And that was a helpful little push in the back.
Now, money is being presented to the organization so that you can function.
Sure.
Is it all coming from these institutions, or is it coming from Simons?
No, we're not funded by Jim Simons, although, like I said, he would kind of gave us all a push in the back to get the thing going. The research institutions fund the organization, and we operate a seed fund that received a grant from the Regional Economic Development Council during their first round of grants, and that allowed us to start a seed fund. Mm-hmm. And we work with two very large active venture funds, Topspin Partners and Jove Equity. Leo Goodhart, Steve Winnick at Topspin, and Dave Colon at Jove Equity. They run something called the Long Island Emerging Technologies Fund. And it's really one of the first seed funds ever on Long Island.
Do you have a particular focus on what technologies you want to see emerge?
Great question. We started out being agnostic in terms of technologies. We were open to anything. Over time, we've gravitated more towards companies in the life sciences biospace with a smaller focus on clean tech, energy-related companies. But that's not to say there aren't fantastic social media companies, enterprise software companies,
etc. When you make a decision like that as to where you're going to put your focus, do you look at the economic return or the availability of technology?
Those are two big factors. I think we really, at this stage, are focusing on the quality of the science. So when we are exposed to extraordinary research, regardless of what sector it's coming out of, we tend to want to support that research with our funding.
Many years ago, the president of Bell Labs was a personal friend of mine, Tommy Sullivan, and he told me, he says, we get things being developed here that I don't even understand. He says, and we don't even know what the ultimate use is going to be. But if somebody smart enough sees it, and then they create something. Now, that would not be within your scope of what you do, because you need to make something that produces an income.
Well, you know, it's funny. I mean, I can't, when the technologies come in the door, I'll be the first to admit I don't understand them initially. It takes me a while to figure out the technology, and I'll never be an expert. I'm not a PhD biologist. But, you know,
somebody in the field to say, this is where this can be used. That's what, you
correct.
Know, this is what people like, as smart as you are, as smart as I am, we don't know. We don't see it.
I agree, and we rely on experts to help us evaluate the technologies. The folks at Topspin have done this for over 20 years and really have developed a tremendous amount of expertise. But we're in the people business. So ultimately, it's funny, when you're in the early stage investment business, you're really betting on the people as much or maybe even more than betting on the technologies, because the technologies can change, the markets can change. But if you're exposed to a really dynamic entrepreneur, you know that person's going to figure it out, and you know that person's going to end up making you money.
But if this is brand new for him, this is his first major step, it's very hard to determine that this is going to be the man who can, or the woman who can do it.
Ernie, you put your finger right on one of the issues that we are grappling with on Long Island, and we call it the talent gap, but it's really the business management talent gap, and it's the fact that we don't have a cadre, much like you would see in Silicon Valley or even New York City or Boston, of serial entrepreneurs. People who have experience starting, running, and selling companies. And so we have to develop that talent. And
my wife teaches entrepreneurship at FIT, you know, the Fashion Institute, also at Farmingdale, too. And I says, you teach entrepreneurship? I said, entrepreneurship is like this. Either you is it or you ain't. And she says, well, you still have to learn the skills that if you are, you're going to have to manipulate. So she justifies it with that. But that's so hard to determine.
A lot of people agree with your wife. A lot of people make the argument that entrepreneurs are made, not trained.
Yeah.
I would say, though, there is a place for entrepreneurship education, mentoring, developing skills, exposing would-be entrepreneurs to the entrepreneurial ecosystem. Having entrepreneurs.
When you say entrepreneurial ecosystem, you mean people who have done it themselves, maybe.
Serial entrepreneurs, all the way to service providers, mentors, funders, folks that are running, you know, existing larger companies but have a strong business background. All of that mashup is the ecosystem. It's tough to really define, but I've seen it work in person, and it's that series of relationships that helps a young entrepreneur gain the confidence and the skills it takes to run a startup company.
How many entrepreneurial efforts do you have in the pipeline? Do you know?
Well, so we just issued a startup report authored by John Kamenicki, and he did a wonderful job, and he identified roughly 195 technology-based startups that are currently exist on Long Island. And of that number, I probably have encountered almost all of them. And of that number, we have provided seed funding to 6 so far. And we have room in our first fund for 4 more startups. And I'm super excited because we just received notice from the state of New York that they are providing us investment capital for a next larger seed fund. So we're going to be in the seed funding business for quite a while.
So let me see if I understood what you just said. Once you have this initial startup where you have, you know, you start to define what the technology is, what it can do, and what's the potential financially, then you have another phase for funding. Is that what you were saying?
Actually, we're going to stay in the early stage business. We're just running out of money with our first fund. Our first fund was $1 million in total. And
that's
together,
not a lot of money.
It's not a lot, and we're funding 10 companies, so it's really $100,000 per company.
Yeah.
And you know, particularly when you're talking about biotech, that's really a drop in the bucket. So the next fund will be larger in terms of total dollars, and will allow us to invest more money into each of these startups.
Well, I'm thinking if all these organizations, they can only garner this amount of money to make this happen, we need a bigger source.
I agree. So the main gaps that I have been working on trying to remedy are, one, we talked about the business talent gap, but primarily it's the early stage funding. I mean, we need more money on Long Island working in startups, whether it be at the seed stage. The next stage is typically called the angel stage, and then the next stage is typically called the early venture stage, or the Series A, they call it, stage.
Now, the angel stage is a very dangerous place to be, isn't it? If I'm the angel.
It can be. I mean, but they're actually, particularly in New York, there's a community of very sophisticated angel investors where this is their primary business, and they make a lot of money. You can make a lot of money as an angel investor, but you're right. If you don't know what you're doing, you can lose a lot of money, too.
Yeah, and I think you'd really have to be a very sophisticated guy, because you can't have a viable lifestyle and have $50,000 laying around and then venture that. You can't.
You're right, and you have to have the right tolerance for risk, and you have to be really into it. It's a business, and it's exciting, it's interesting, it's a ton of fun, but this has to be what you want to do.
And it has to be money you can lose.
Correct.
And
correct.
Never
afford to lose, I'll put it that way.
And never cry about it, which I would. This is Ernie Fazio. I've been talking to Mark Lesko, and he's the name of the organization is the...
Accelerate Long Island.
And we'll be back. This is Ernest Lee speaking.